4 teams, 2 prizes. It can only be grand final weekend, a monumental 48 hours for Australia's winter sports codes. The Adelaide Crows take on the Richmond Tigers at the Melbourne Cricket Ground in tomorrow's AFL Grand Final. In Sydney on Sunday, the Melbourne Storm take on the North Queensland Cowboys. The Crows are the AFL's form side, having won the minor premiership and beaten the Geelong Cats to reach the showpiece event. And Crows Chief Executive Andrew Fagan says he has no worries about his side lacking support, even though the game is away from home.
Obviously the scale of the AFL is enormous, and similarly the scale of the Adelaide Football Club and its fan base is extraordinary. So you've got 600,000 fans who've, I feel like every one of them sent us a letter of support this week, and I think we'll have plenty there in full voice at the MCG on Saturday afternoon, and hopefully we can make them proud.
Richmond is coming in as an underdog. The club is trying to break a 37-year premiership drought after rolling past the Greater Western Sydney Giants last week. Richmond has the AFL's best player, though, in Brownlow medal winner Dustin Martin. Assistant coach Justin Lepich says nothing fazes the Tigers star.
Nothing bothers Dusty. He's winning Brownlows. Disappointing not having his father in the country to be here. Just the week-to-week talk about his contract, there's been so much put on his plate this year, and you wouldn't know. At times he says, oh, it's been a stressful week, but you couldn't tell by looking at him. He's amazing how well he takes not only credit but also adversity. He's a well-balanced man.
Once the AFL winner has been crowned, it'll be Sydney's turn to stage its main event. A sellout crowd is expected at Olympic Stadium, despite neither side hailing from Sydney. The Storm are heavy favourites against North Queensland, which finished 8th on the ladder. But Storm captain Cameron Smith says he's well aware a Cowboys win would make a great story.
There's no doubt that it would be a great story for the Cowboys to come from where they've come from and win the premiership. I think everyone's aware of that. But for us, it's a footy field that hasn't changed dimensions. We're playing the same length of time. We've played against these guys twice this year, so it's nothing new to us. Whatever the crowd does, it's out of our control.
The Cowboys knocked off the highly fancied Sydney Roosters last weekend to defy the odds and reach the grand final. They've done it without star halfback Jonathan Thurston, who will miss the big game with an injury. And North Queensland coach Paul Green admits he can't see any weaknesses in his team's illustrious opposition.
That's been a trademark of Craig Bellamy coached teams. Very well drilled, and I think they are a very complete team across the park. And they've been the most consistent this year. So, yeah, I'll stick with no weaknesses.
Grand final weekend has been played out against a backdrop of security concerns. In Melbourne, the police presence will be bolstered across the weekend. But police say they're not preparing for specific threats and there's no elevated risk of terrorist attacks. The national terror threat level remains at probable. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Stephen Lean explains what to expect at the grand final in Melbourne.
As you arrive on public transport, you will see police. You'll see police everywhere and as many places as we can put them. We're really asking them not to bring too many personal items, if they can, to the ground.
There'll be plenty of sports action overseas this weekend as well. After a busy week of action in European football, Tottenham Hotspur travelled to newly promoted Huddersfield Town, live on SBS from 9 p.m. on Saturday night. Soccer Aaron Moy will be in action, but the one to watch will be Spurs striker Harry Kane, who has scored 11 goals in 6 games in all competitions this season. On Sunday in rugby union, the Wallabies take on South Africa in Bloemfontein, while in cricket, India and Australia face off in the 5th one-day international in Nagpur. In Formula One racing, Lewis Hamilton will try to extend his championship lead at the last ever Malaysian Grand Prix.